Rebecca, tell me about the new program that you are trying to get off the ground. I know that you guys are looking at trying to help former inmates get job training. What exactly are you looking to do?
Well, we're trying to start this program called ReFire, and ReFire is a culinary training program. It's about 8 weeks long for people who have been recently released from prison or who have felony convictions on their record that are keeping them from getting jobs. We want to provide them training in the hospitality industry to help them gain employment because the restaurant is one of the most forgiving atmospheres for people to re-enter our community. As long as you show up for work and you're sober and do what you're supposed to do, generally speaking, we're welcoming you and make you a part of the team and let you re-enter and regroup and get on with your life.
What makes the restaurant industry sort of have this forgiveness? I mean, what is it about that particular industry that you guys felt was a really good fit?
I've been in the service industry for 22 years now, and the best analogy I can come up with is it's kind of like getting onto a ship that could sink every single day. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what the shift is going to entail. And you have to be able to go into work and trust the people that you're working with to know that they're going to pull their weight and they're going to do what they need to do the same way you are. To walk into a Friday night and know that you're going to feed 900 people in the next 5 hours, it can be daunting. We used to joke that, it ain't a real kitchen unless there's a felon on the grill. And that's just kind of how things progress. We don't care. You come into the kitchen and you do what you're supposed to do, that's great. You leave your drama on the other side of the door. You come in with a job to do. And I feel like it's a really easy way for people who want to put that behind them to be able to move forward.
What got you interested in starting ReFire? What was the inspiration for the idea?
I am in recovery and have been clean and sober for 19 years, and the restaurant industry was a great place for me to really start to learn a lot about the team atmosphere, and I served some time in the military, and so I've always been a person that's all about, the camaraderie and the team spirit. I've made some bad decisions in my life, and I was given the ability to move forward and, take a look at where I was and make some corrections. And when you refire something in a kitchen, you're correcting a mistake. If a table sends a plate back and you have to refire, you have to correct the mistake and send it out. And so that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to allow these people the ability to take their lives back into their own hands and correct their mistakes and move forward. The recidivism rate is just entirely too high. And people are going back to prison and they can't break the cycle because they can't find work. A lot of the people who end up going back into the state, the federal penitentiaries, they will tell you, I could not support my family, so I had to go back to doing what I knew I could do to make money, to make ends meet. And this is a way to get past that.